Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Congressional leaders left a meeting with President Biden today, pledging to take action as soon as tomorrow to try to prevent a rail strike set for December 9th, a strike Biden warns would devastate the economy. By law, Congress can impose a contract that 8 out of 12 unions agreed to in September, but 4 voted against. And Speaker Nancy Pelosi said today the House will have a bill on the floor tomorrow to try to resolve that standoff. Clark Ballou is with the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way, 23,000 workers who maintain and repair tracks. Clark, you were against?
Yes, we were among the 4 that failed to ratify the tentative agreement.
Tell us why. You know the Railway Labor Act allows Congress to take action to keep trains running, action like that deal reached in September. So you say what?
Well, it certainly does. But coming out of a pandemic where we saw, our members saw and were heaped praise from their employers and from the general public for going to work, being deemed essential workers who needed to go to keep the supply chain running, we saw that we put ourselves out there when many weren't having to go to work, and we got sick. And we have no sick leave. And it was important to our members to be able to take a day or two off when they do not feel well, or when their child or spouse does not feel well, and not be penalized, not suffered demerits from a draconian attendance policy that the railroads have instituted.
Yeah, we've spoken of this. And, you know, even though this September deal, the contract calls for 24% raise, including back pay going back to 2020, you and 3 other unions are holding out for these sick days. And it does sound somewhat incredible that people who do that kind of hard labor don't have those sick days. But you know, some 400 businesses sent a letter to congressional leaders this week asking them to halt the possible strike through Congress. The industry trade group, the Association of American Railroads, praised President Biden and Congress for stepping in, saying no one benefits from a rail work stoppage, not customers, not rail employees. You know, you guys wouldn't be paid, and not the American economy, which is, you know, heading into Christmas. What do you say to that, that, you know, you would be blamed for Christmas coming to a halt?
Right. It was never our intention. We did not seek the timing of this. It happens to coincide with the Christmas holiday. We are not trying to keep Santa's sleigh from delivering presents to your house. That is not our intention. We didn't want to go on strike. We want 4 sick days, paid time off that we can take annual leave in order to do our jobs safely. Our jobs are dangerous. It's not easy work. It's not something that you should or be forced or coerced to do when you feel ill.
Yeah.
And I understand the significance of going on strike and shutting down the railroads. It is. I agree with the president. I agree with others who say that it is a consequential move. But it would be easily rectified by affording us sick time off that I believe most of the general public and most people who work for a living are afforded.
Yeah. Well, you know, President Biden touts himself as a pro-labor president. Do you feel betrayed by him?
You know, that's a fair question, Robin. And we feel disappointed. I wouldn't say betrayed. A lot of the provisions within the presidential emergency board's recommendations were fair. The wage increases were fair. The one glaring sticking point when we polled our members afterwards and when it was voted down was the issue of sick leave.
Do you feel that given the economic hardship the country had, the chain supply issues and Christmas coming, do you think maybe actually you have a little more leverage right now?
Well, yeah, I think that public sentiment is on our side. I think that, unfortunately, the president's decision yesterday to ask Congress to step in and essentially dictate the parameters of our next contract has shifted the consequences of the railroad management's short-sightedness and their strategy, which was to trim workforce bare to the bone in order to maximize profits. They cut 45,000 railroad workers off, furloughed. When the pandemic hit, they didn't have enough people to work in order to cover for those who had gotten sick. They still don't. Mm. We don't think that's fair, no.
And by the way, as we said, by law, Congress, you know, has the right to impose things to reach a deal. If Congress added a few sick days, would that change things for you?
I do feel like with the addition of just 4 paid sick days off, this tentative agreement would ratify our rank and file. Yeah. It wouldn't even have to be imposed.
And Clark, if you don't get the 4 sick days, if it's just the deal from September, will you strike?
Yes, we will strike on December 9th over this issue.
Clark Ballew of the Brotherhood of Maintenance of Way, the 23,000 critical workers who maintain and repair rail tracks. Clark, we'll follow this. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.